All right, guys, good afternoon here. The report, as far as the game status, we've got four guys that are questionable. Derek Wolfe, Todd Davis, Emmanuel Sanders, and Virgil Green, and one guy's out, and that's Stevenson. Okay, questions, guys.
Would you consider Emmanuel Sanders a game time decision?
We'll see. You know, I mean, he's gotten better fast, you know, day to day, so we'll see how he feels on game day. We'll see.
Coach, what sort of work did you do this week to prepare for the Arrowhead crowd noise?
I'm sorry, say again.
What sort of work did you do this week?
Well, we had the music blasting, you know, last we could. You know, obviously that's about communication with Trevor and his guys, and, you know, we've got hand signals, and we've got our certain cadence that we should use when the noise gets loud. So we're prepared for it.
That's after the Charger game, mm-hmm. sort of this narrative that people know what Trevor's doing.
Right.
What's your
opinion? I don't feel that. You know, I've watched every snap the guys plays since I've been here. I don't see that. You know, obviously after games like that, you know, they had success, so obviously it was a reason why, but it wasn't that.
You talked a lot about how the Chiefs play man-to-man.
Sure.
Have you challenged your receivers that you got to beat your guy?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, it's going to be a man-free day, you know, and they're going to load the box for the running game, and that's always an issue because they have one guy you can't block in a run game. So the pass game has to be efficient for us to move the ball. You know, and that's been one of our challenges, you know, last couple weeks. You know, teams are playing us more single high, which is cover three or cover one, which is the same for the outside guys. They got to win one-on-ones. But this Chiefs group, as far as their corners, they're very aggressive, very good at press man, you know. So we have to win our one-on-ones, first, second, and third down.
So the one-on-ones also affect your running game?
Absolutely, because when they close the middle, again, when they're playing cover three or cover one, they have one guy in the box that we can't block because the quarterback can't block anybody. So just numbers-wise, they got one more guy. So when they do that, we have to throw the ball with efficiency to keep the chains moving. That's going to be the key.
When we talk to the linemen, they stress communication as an area to improve. Can that improve in the course of a week?
Absolutely, because communication and details, that's just doing it right, you know, and everyone being on the same page. You know, most of the offensive lines that play well together, you know, that's the key. It's really about communication, details, and doing things right versus certain looks. And, you know, we've had our share of problems of making mistakes when the looks change. So they're right. You know, if we do it right, it would help our offense success.
You said attention to detail was big this week.
Yes.
Has there been more? Players watch more film?
It's been more meetings with the player-to-player meetings, and that's important too because the coaches can obviously give you the solid game plan and they can give you time, but, you know, for players to get better, you know, with their details, it takes more of your own time, you know, and the players this week had more player-and-player meetings and guys taking their work home and studying. That's important. It's professional football, you know, so for you to nail your job, you know, it's got to be sometimes homework, and you know, that's part of their jobs.
With Paxton Lynch available, would you consider having three quarterbacks active?
No.
Do you know what two you're going to have active?
Yes. It's going to be Trevor and Brock.
Mm-hmm. Because you didn't rule him out, right?
No, we didn't. Yeah, but he practiced for the first time Wednesday, guys. And that's not fair to the guy.
I'm working my detail.
Oh, you are. That's good. You should ask those questions. That's good questions. I mean, that's good questions.
I asked Mike yesterday, too. Do you block well enough to be in three wide as much as you'd like to be?
Sometimes we do. Sometimes we don't. You know, and you can be in three wides and have different protections, you know, to take care of the issues. You know, so it's not a two wide or three wide issue. It's more of guys winning one-on-ones, and if we do have issues, having the right protection on.
Where is Jake at in his progress? Is he getting closer? Is it just
I think Jake's getting closer. You know, I mean, he hadn't played football since his bowl game, the Orange Bowl against Florida State. You know, so that's tough for a guy to play, to go from rehabbing for almost, you know, six to 7 months to playing an NFL game. It's different. So he's getting closer and closer. You know, we got more time with him, so we'll see where he's at next week.
When will you formally make the move with Shane? Monday morning or what?
Well, you know, probably today or, yeah, I mean, Monday morning is probably too late. But, you know, in-house it's being discussed, so it should be done today.
Final two, Nikki, and then Mike.
How does having Shane back change the dynamic of the defense? Does it?
It does, because Shane is a player that plays with great intensity, you know, and great urgency. So as far as a pass rusher, that's good to have Shane opposite of Vaughn, because the protections so far have slid to Vaughn, and they've chipped Vaughn most of the time. You know, we've also had double chippers. So with Shane being back, I mean, he should get some one-on-ones with Vaughn opposite him. And if we get double chip, it's down to three-man routes. We should win with coverage. So having a good player back is always good.
Last one, Mike.
With Menelik back, does Barber go back to co-left guard, or does he swing?
Well, he has two jobs. I mean, he's obviously a co-left guard, and he's also our swing tackle. So you're right. The answer is right. You're right, bud.
All right. Thank you, coach. Man. Thank you.